greetings and welcome to Melody Ranch with Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the
Transcribed, your friendly local merchant who sells and displays healthful, refreshing, delicious double mint chewing gum invites you to meet all the folks here at Melody Ranch. Johnny Bond, Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Pinafores, Carl Kottner, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. But right now, here's the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
I had me a gal in Tulsa, and I thought she was my own. But she up and left me for a waddy from San Antone. She didn't even tell me that she was leaving me. Now I'm the lonesomest cowboy down in the cow country. Got the cowboy blues, I'm blue as I can be. That old lobo howling at the moon ain't got a thing on me. Got a long gone lonesome feeling that I just can't seem to lose. I'm just a lonesome cowboy singing the cowboy blues. I sell my horse and saddle and catch me a cattle train. Leave my troubles behind me and I'll never come back again. And if you ever see her, just tell her this for me. She made me the lonesomest cowboy down in the cow country. Got the cowboy blues, I'm blue as I can be. That old lobo howling at the moon ain't got a thing on me. Got a long gone lonesome feeling that I just can't seem to lose. I'm just a lonesome cowboy singing the cowboy blues.
Thank you very, very much, friends. And as I've said many, many times before, welcome to Melody Ranch. You know, saying welcome to good friends is something we all say time and time again, and really mean every time we say it. And I really mean it when I pass along this friendly suggestion, too. Treat yourself often to delicious, refreshing double mint chewing gum. You're going to like that grand double mint flavor every time you taste it. So cool, so refreshing. And smooth double mint is so pleasant and easy to chew. Really satisfying. So buy a package of delicious double mint today and enjoy it every day. That's delicious, refreshing double mint gum. I know that someday you want me to want you. When I'm in love with somebody else, you expect me to be true and keep on loving you. Though I am feeling blue, you think I can't forget you until someday you want me to want you. When I am strong for somebody new, and though you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow, and then I want you. I know that someday you want me to want you. When I am strong for somebody new, and though you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow, and then I want you.
Thank you very, very much, folks.
Hey, Mr. Artery, hold it a minute there, will you?
Now what?
You are looking at Patrick J. Buttram, genius.
Do I have to?
No, I'm serious. I'm going to open me up a roadside store.
Sounds very enterprising, Pat.
Yes, sir.
When's the big event going to take place?
Just as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. And I'm really going to do it up in a big way, too. Mm-hmm. For instance, you know in a city when they open a new store, they have searchlights that go 1,000 feet into the sky, you know?
Yeah, but don't tell me you're going to have searchlights that go 1,000 feet into the sky.
No, I can't afford a searchlight, but I'm going to get the same effect. I'm going to have a firefly back into a hot stove.
Sounds very, very brilliant.
Well, that's me.
Say, by the way, do you think you got enough stock to operate a store like that?
Well, I must say that that's a problem now. For instance, like this morning, I went down to my chicken roost and I found one egg. I was so discouraged, I almost just give up right then and there.
But, Pat, you shouldn't be discouraged. Instead, well, you should look to the future. Why, just think, one egg could hatch one chicken. And that chicken could lay more eggs. And they'd hatch more chickens. And pretty soon you'd have 2,000 chickens laying 4,000 eggs a day. Then think how much money you'd have. And all from just one little egg.
I don't think it'll work.
Why?
I ate the egg for breakfast this morning.
Fine thing.
Say, Mr. Artery, this is a kind of a touchy subject, but you know, when a man goes into a big operation like a store, he needs money.
Oh, he does he?
That's right. So I naturally thought of you, Mr. Artery. Now, if we was real good friends, you'd loan me $50. Well, if we was just passing friends, you'd loan me $20. Well, even if we was only a nodding acquaintance, you'd loan me $5. Well, ain't you going to say something?
Howdy, stranger.
Well, look, I'll even give you a half interest in my experiment as a security.
What experiment?
Well, I've invented a new kind of tomato.
A new kind of tomato?
Yes, sir. It's long, thin, yellow, seedless, and it has a thick peeling.
What do you call it?
A banana.
Very, very funny, I'd say, Buttram. Now, look here. If you'd spend less time cracking jokes and more time working, you'd have more money.
Listen, I'll have you know I work like a dog.
Yes, I know. And speaking of dogs, where'd you get that hound I saw you feeding this morning?
Oh, you mean Alexander?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's half pointer and half spitz. But I'm going to get rid of him.
How come?
He don't point where he spits.
River by the old mill run, that lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun.
Linger in the shade of a kind old tree, throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me.
Up a lazy river where the robin song awakes a bright new morning, we can loaf along.
Blue skies up above,
everyone's in love.
Up a lazy river, how happy you can be.
Up a lazy river with me, let's all go. Up a lazy river by the old mill run, that lazy old river in the noonday sun. Linger under a kind old tree,
it's shady,
throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me.
Up a lazy river where the robin's song awakes a bright new morning, we can loaf along.
Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river,
how happy we could be.
Up a lazy river with me.
That song sure makes me lazy. Brings to mind the time you and me went fishing at Hopeless Creek, Gene.
Some fishing trip. No rod.
Yeah, but didn't we have a swell time anyway? Just resting and eating?
Look, Johnny, you were so busy eating you didn't have time to rest. ham sandwiches, mm-hmm. beef sandwiches, mm-hmm. hard-boiled eggs, apple pie, bananas, coconut cake, fried chicken, gingerbread, hot coffee.
Don't forget the double mint.
How could I? Long about the time you needed something to help your digestion. And that healthful chewing is a grand help, folks, besides after a good meal. That cool, refreshing double mint flavor goes great, too. Just seems to top things off. But unless you're like Johnny Bun, you can't be eaten all the time. So treat yourself to delicious double mint any time of the day when you want a swell chewing treat and a grand taste treat. Yes, sir, double mint's pleasant chewing goes right along with whatever you're doing. You like double mint gum. Doesn't matter about the lies that you told me. I know that you'll regret each little lie. And though you thought I'd weep upon your shoulder, down in Texas, darling, Texans never cry. And I don't care about the vows you've broken. I'm sure I'll never know the reasons why. And though you thought that I'd be brokenhearted, down in Texas, darling, Texans never cry. I know that you have found someone who's closer to your heart. As Texans say, I'll find a way to make another start. Since you have found some other lips to kiss you, I hope that you'll be happy by and by. And though it's true that I am gonna miss you, down in Texas, darling, Texans never cry. Well, thank you very, very much, gang. Incidentally, folks, we just made a record of that song a few days ago. Should be coming out very soon. We hope you like it.
Well?
Well, what?
Ain't you going to tell a story?
Well, I hadn't given much thought to it, to tell you the truth, John. What kind of a story would you like to hear?
Oh, I didn't have nothing special in mind. Mm-hmm. But there must be a lot of people you know stories about. Doctors.
I wouldn't want to tell all of them.
Well, how about doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs? Any one of them would be all right.
Well, how'd you like to hear one story all about all three of them? A doctor, a lawyer, and even an Indian chief.
Are you kidding?
Well, why don't you listen and see?
Okay, I will.
Well, let's see here, Johnny. Seems to me this story all started one morning when I was out in back fixing the plowshare. Anyway, I guess my mind was really on my work, because before I knew it, Randy Marshall, a young attorney in town, had walked up and was saying...
You always chew your gum that hard when you're working?
Huh? Oh, hi there, Randy. I didn't hear you come up.
You didn't answer my question, Jim. You always chew your gum that hard?
I sure do. What brings you out here?
Doc Redden.
Doc Redden?
Yeah. Seems like Clyde Martin died last night, Jim, while the doc was operating on him. Mrs. Martin was out of town. When she got back this morning, she claimed no one had given the doc permission to operate. So she had him arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But, Randy, Doc Redden wouldn't have operated unless that was the only way he could have saved his life.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I came out, Gene. You see, he's asked me to defend him, and I'd like to use you as a character witness.
This court is now in session. Judge Oliver Wentworth presiding. First case, Mrs. Clyde Martin versus Dr. James Reardon. Charge, involuntary manslaughter.
Order in the court. Will the prosecuting attorney please take his case to the jury?
Thank you, Your Honor. Friends of this court and ladies and gentlemen of the jury, during the course of this trial, I will prove that Dr. James Reardon acted far beyond the authority vested in him as a physician and surgeon. For completely ignoring the ethics of the medical profession, He acted without permission of the patient or his nearest of kin, and in so doing, took the life of a fellow man unnecessarily. Furthermore, I will prove these accusations beyond a question of a doubt, and will demand you to find the defendant, Dr. James Reardon, guilty of the crime of involuntary manslaughter.
And then young Randy Marshall, the doctor's attorney, began his opening statement.
Ladies and gentlemen.
For almost a solid hour, he argued, pleaded, and reasoned. But the jury's faces remained cold and unimpressed.
So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I maintain that Dr. Reardon took the only possible course in performing this operation. It was the one chance that he had to save Clyde Martin's life. Unfortunately, it failed. Now I'd like to call Mr. Gene Autry to the stand.
Gene Autry will take the stand. Do you, Gene Autry, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Proceed, Mr. Marshall.
Thank you, Your Honor. Go ahead, Gene.
Well, Judge, I guess what I really came up here to say is this. Everyone in our town loved Doc Reardon. That is, until 3 days ago when he tried to save Clyde Martin's life. Well, maybe that was a mistake. Maybe he should have stayed home that night and sent out bills. At least, that way, he'd never be sitting in this courtroom today charged with manslaughter. No, instead, his conscience would be charging him with the same thing. So he went. When he got there, he did the best he could. Just as he's done around here for the past 35 years. You ought to know that, Tom. You, Tom Clayton. Remember 2 springs ago when you called the doc over to your house in the middle of the night?
I'm afraid you've got a very sick little girl there, Tom. Looks like diphtheria.
Oh, Doc, you got to help her. You just got to.
I'll do all I can, Tom. Now, suppose you get busy and boil some water.
Okay. And, Doc, if you save her, I'll never forget you.
Remember that, Tom? For 2 nights and 2 days, Doc Reardon didn't leave your little girl's bedside. And because of him, she lived. Then there was another time. You should remember this one, Mrs. Beavers. You called him when blood poisoning set in your husband's leg. I remember because I drove the doc out to your place in my buckboard.
Looks pretty bad, Mrs. Beavers. Sam may have to lose his life.
Oh, no. No. Oh, doctor. Sam's got to be able to walk again. He's just got to be able to walk and work. Oh, can't you save it, doctor? If you do, we'll never forget you.
And the doc did save it. And Sam walks and works today, thanks to him. And do any of you remember another day? Doc Reardon Day, it was called. Everybody in town gathered in the square to pay tribute to him. Folks of every race, creed, and color.
So, we of Chippewa tribe give great thanks to our white friend, Doc Reardon. Him save life of many Indians because him understand our people. We never forget him.
Sure, you all remember those things about Doc Reardon. You remember how he let you pay him potatoes, eggs, or in some cases, just never pay him at all. You remember all that, but now you condemn him for trying to save a man's life. Why, he saved the life of someone near and dear to almost everyone in this courtroom. But most of you seem to have forgotten.
Order! Order in the court. Mr. Autry, I'm certain that all that you've just said about Dr. Reardon is true. The fact remains, however, that it is possible that he is liable in this instance, no matter what great things he has done before.
In that case, Your Honor, if I may, with permission of both you and Mr. Marshall, I'd like to call on one more witness, Dr. Randolph Bellamy. of the State Medical Board.
Will Dr. Randolph Bellamy take the stand? Dr. Bellamy, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Go ahead, Doc.
Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, last night at 11 p.m., I performed an autopsy on the body of Clyde Martin.
Order! Order in the court! Proceed, Doctor.
Yes, Your Honor. After examining the tumor on Mr. Martin's brain, I found that it was of a fatal nature. Dr. Reardon ceased operating when the patient died. But had he gone further, he would have discovered that the tumor had grown to such an extent that, regardless of what he'd done, the patient would have succumbed within 24 hours. Well,
Johnny, after that, the judge gave his closing remarks and dismissed the jury. And for the next 45 minutes, not a soul in the entire courtroom made a move to leave their seats. And no one spoke. They all seemed to be waiting for just one thing. The jury room door to open. Seconds ticked on like years, and then finally...
This court is in session again. The case of Mrs. Clyde Martin versus Dr. James Reardon. The charge, involuntary manslaughter.
Has the jury reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor. We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty.
And so, Johnny, Dr. James Reardon went back to being just a plain country doctor. Funny thing. Actually, all those folks needed was a little memory jogging. You know a country doctor's life isn't an easy one. They work day and night, often without adequate equipment. Drive many a mile over rough roads and wildernesses to help those who need them. And asking, for the most part, nothing in return. So I, for one, propose a toast to the country doctor. May he find reward and satisfaction in the faces of those he cared for, and contentment in the life he gives to so many. Folks, the name of this next song is The Rim of the Canyon. It also happens to be the name of a motion picture, which might just happen to be playing at your neighborhood theater. In which case, if you might just happen to go, you might just happen to hear this song being sung by someone who just happens to sound like me. Oh, well, here it is.
I can, by reaching on high, touch a star in the sky from the rim of the canyon. Low, I can see far below, where the cool waters flow from the rim of the canyon.
Gazing on the wonders that brew at God's command, seems that he's so near me, I can feel the touch of his hand.
Night and the day sight. What a glorious sight. From the rim of the canyon, from the rim of the canyon, from the rim of the canyon. Well, friends, it's goodbye for another Melody Ranch party. But remember, the Latch String will be out again next week at the same time and over these same stations. Meanwhile, anytime you want a real chewing treat and a real taste treat, enjoy healthful, refreshing Double Mint gum. I always keep a package handy in my pocket where I can reach it anytime I want. I'm suggesting that you do the same. Keep a package of delicious Double Mint handy all the time. Now, folks, this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us until we're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gentian, I'm back in the saddle again. Riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night, and the only law is right, back in the saddle again.
Be sure to join us again next week at the same time and over these same stations when the Wrigley people will again present Gene Autry, who may soon be seen in the Columbia picture, Riders in the Sky, and who, beginning Thursday, September 29th, will be appearing in person with his big championship rodeo at Madison Square Garden, New York City. This is Charlie Lyon. This program is transcribed. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.